In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
As we heard in today's Gospel reading, today is the story of the wonderful man Zacchaeus. The wonderful man who didn't start off his life wonderful, but in fact was a miserable man. And we will hear today contemplations from two of the church forefathers, St. Cyril, the pillar of faith, and St. Augustine, to take some rich meanings that we can apply in our day-to-day life. As we heard Abuna read the Gospel, when the Lord entered and was passing through Jericho, there was a rich man, Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, so he wasn't rich out of doing hard work. He wasn't rich out of being faithful in his labor. He was rich out of cheating other people. But he sought to see the Lord, and he ran ahead and did something kind of funny for an old man to do. He was probably mocked. He was probably made fun of by various people, his friends and his enemies alike. And you could be sure he had a lot of enemies. He climbed up into a sycamore tree. He was short, so he had to climb up a tree in order to see the Lord. And when the Lord and the whole multitude was passing by, when the Lord saw him, he looked up and saw him and addressed him directly, personally, and asked him to hurry up, come down. And the Lord says, I must today stay at your house. And of course, Zacchaeus accepted, and he made haste and came down and received the Lord joyfully. And here in the repentance of Zacchaeus, and we're obviously in a season of repentance, just having learned from the people of Nineveh and about to start the Great Lent fast in a week, we also need to repent. And we find that repentance is not what many of us think of it to be, as something gloomy, but in fact repentance is the opposite. It took him from being miserable to being joyful. And of course, we'll see that that's not what everyone else is going to say, because as we see here, the multitude around him, instead of being happy for him, they complained, made fun of him, and made fun of God or the Lord. But Zacchaeus stood and publicly confessed that he had robbed other people, and he said he's going to give half his goods away, and with the other half, whoever he cheated or robbed, he's going to repay back fourfold. And the Lord concluded saying, salvation came to this house. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. And Zacchaeus is not the only one who's lost. We are all in need of salvation. So let's first hear what St. Cyril, the great St. Cyril of Alexandria, commented on this scripture. He notices that Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord. And he took action, he took a step, he climbed up to a tree. And there's a seed of salvation which is implanted in each one of us, and that the Lord is waiting and knocking and nurturing and waiting for it to grow. And of course, we have to do our part. He's done everything that he can. He's planted the seed, he's nourished it, he's given it the best environment in which to grow, he's given it the best soil. He's shone his sun upon it. But the seed, in this case, we all have to want to grow. The seed of salvation was sprouting, and the Lord looked with his divine eyes unto him, and he encouraged him, and he encouraged him to grow more and wanted to save him and told him to come down. Zacchaeus, on his part, was searching to see Christ, even though he was previously living an ungodly life, but he was trying to see Christ. And as the scripture mentions, it was hard for him to see the Lord because the multitude prevented him. And St. Cyril observes that it's not really just the multitude of people or the crowd that was preventing him from seeing the Lord. It's the multitude of my sins that prevent me from seeing the Lord. So he had to climb up. He had to let go of his earthly possessions. He had to let go of his earthly pride, his earthly way of life and his pleasures, and he had to climb up a tree. And the Lord perhaps looked at him and said, You're going to climb a tree to see me? I am already planning to climb up the wood of the tree to save you. In climbing the tree, Zacchaeus is saying and rejecting his old way of life in order that he may grow spiritually. Saint Cyril observes that the rich man who was previously rich, full of greed, living a selfish life, focused only on himself, when he repented and changed his ways, the Lord had mercy on him and called him, as he calls each one of us who are afar, to come closer to him, and he gives light to all who are living in darkness. And here we must stop for a second and just focus a little bit back on the topic of repentance, because we often have another skewed view of repentance, saying repentance is for those who are doing bad things. But repentance, as we're told, is for each one of us. Of course, sometimes we are doing bad things, and repentance we have to turn back and stop doing, or make an effort, an honest, faithful effort to stop those things. But repentance, say you stop doing it, you're not doing a single bad thing. Do you stop repenting? The saints themselves are always repenting, because there's always more good things you can do. The Lord is calling you to come closer to him. Come closer to him means go away from the things that are drawing you away from him, and come closer to the things that are drawing you closer to him. Now we will switch to St. Augustine and his observations and contemplations on the story of this wonderful man, Zacchaeus. He notices that he is unashamed to climb. He knew he was unable to see through the crowd, whether the crowd of his sins or the crowd of those around him. But he was not ashamed to climb, even though clearly he was made fun of by the people around him. Again, whether his friends or his enemies. This man, having had cheated a lot of people, surely had a lot of people who did not think too highly of him and would be ready to mock him publicly. For me, I should not be ashamed of the cross. But if I focus on the crowd of my sins or the crowd of those around me, that's going to distract me from my goal, and I won't be able to climb up properly to see the Lord. If I focus on the Lord and what he's done by climbing up on the cross for me, I can't be ashamed of the Lord. And the Lord welcomes Zacchaeus as he welcomes each one of us. The Lord welcomes Zacchaeus in his heart before Zacchaeus repented. But Zacchaeus repented and accepted the Lord's call and welcomed the Lord into his home, into his life, and into his heart. Zacchaeus repents and confesses that he's going to give back to the poor. He's going to pay back those whom he cheated. And again, we realize repentance is joy. He willingly is giving back. No one's forcing back. They didn't have a lawsuit against him to get back what he stole from them. And as you know, tax collectors, and here a chief tax collector, isn't just hated. He's hated by everyone, by the Romans who are using him to get money out of the people, and he's hated by his own people. So this man was living a life where he's cheating everyone. And on the outside, you could say he's rich. Yes, he's rich. He has all the possessions he wants. He has all the position he wants in society. He's very powerful, and he has all the pleasures that his heart could desire. He is filthy rich. And here, filthy rich, you could take it to mean literally filthy rich. But inside, he was miserable. And after repenting, his heart was full of joy, and he was heavenly rich. And we are all called to do as he did and trade in some trivial earthly riches that are not going to last very long in order to get the true riches that are not going to leave us. So let's look now at what Zacchaeus himself did. He didn't, you know, it may seem like he had to do a whole lot, but all he did was one simple thing. He took just one step towards the Lord. The Lord is the one who did all the hard part and everything else. And so what should we do? Obviously, we want to learn from him and take a step toward the Lord. And what that means for each one of us, it's on a personal basis. But it's not perhaps as hard as we make it out to be when we are thinking about what it takes to come closer to God. There are many who did the same as Zacchaeus did before and after him. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see the Lord. The right-hand thief would later publicly confess and believe in the Lord. The Canaanite woman who was pleading with the Lord, the bleeding woman was seeking just to touch the hem of his garment. Matthew, another tax collector, left all and followed the Lord. And they all did this. Why? Because the Lord wants to control us and have us as robots follow him? No, it's on the opposite. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, before we stop, there's another set of people in the story of today that we have to focus on. Just like we learned from Zacchaeus what to do, there's some people we need to focus on and see what they did, whether we need to do the same or not, which is the crowd around him. The crowd who's judging him, making fun of Zacchaeus. Not only making fun of Zacchaeus, but making fun of the Lord Jesus himself for saving Zacchaeus. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. When we see someone who was perhaps living a life away from God and then he's becoming holy, it's not time to tease him and say, you're going to become holy now, and to discourage them. We need to encourage them. We need to forgive them. Because most likely if they were living away from God, they're hurting themselves and they're hurting those around them. So it's not a surprise to say, but he did this, this, and this to me. Of course, it's not him doing it. He was controlled. He was enslaved by the devil and by the sin and by the traps of the evil one. So now it's time for you to forgive, for you to encourage, not to judge or be jealous or, you know, how come the Lord went to him? I'm coming here and the Lord never came to my house. Why is he going to his house? That's not what we want to imitate. But we must forgive. Even if, let's say, the old Zacchaeus, old here we mean the previous Zacchaeus before his repentance, even if he hurt you, he robbed you, he cheated you, it's not time to hold on to those old memories or old feelings. It's time to let go for your sake as well. Because if you hold on to it, it's not going to hurt Zacchaeus. Okay? Don't hold on to the past. And remember that he was a slave, as many of us were previously slaves, to sin and falling into the traps of the evil one. It's time to forgive. It's time to accept. As the Lord accepted me, I need to accept and forgive and love. It's time to encourage. When I see someone climbing a tree, climbing to go closer to the Lord, or when I see someone try to find the tree, or when I see someone who doesn't know the tree from anything else, but is making an effort, it's not the time to judge or pull him down or make fun of him. You actually need to climb up with him, encourage him and help him up, help yourself up. And finally, as the Lord tells us, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Just realize that before we seek him, we're living a miserable life. After we seek him and we return to him, repentance and in charity and do good deeds, we give up of those three P's that are delaying us from coming to him. We give up some possessions, we give up some comfort and pleasures, we give up some positions and pride, and we be blessed, forgiven, saved, and have a life full of joy, rich in the Lord. Glory be to God forever.
Heavy for you. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God of the Father, before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one is the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us in Pontius Pilate, suffered his burden, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, of his Father, and he's coming again in glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believing the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son's worship glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we can pass my baptism, remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection.